Okay, so we're going to try to discuss a little bit more about the idea that we had been in the middle of the idea of the three Shabbasos that the Torah had brought, and just to try to be a little bit more mashlim the idea before we move on to many other things, and that is as follows. So what we essentially like discussed last week in a very very quick nutshell is the idea that Shabbos is meant to bring out for a person Shabbos is meant to bring out for a person the, we're going to call it the intellectual, the das, that's the name of the shurim, that a person is meant to have in terms of his outlook on the world, to bring a person to a certain sense of amuna, of understanding of the purpose and the goal of the world. We spoke about the three Shabbasas that existed as the three Ikari Amuna, right? The Ikar of the Metzias Hashem, the Ikar of the Torah and Shemayim and Hashgacha Pratis, the Ikar of all the idea of Schar Va'onesh, right? To try to understand the plan, the system that Hashem, the Ribono Shel Olam, has for the world. So just we'll add like a little bit more to that before we move on. So that's as follows. And along the way, hopefully we'll touch on, you know, some quick comments about some of the things that we do over the course of Shabbos. Also, we know that the span of time that that we have in a week is a seven day week. Right? There are Sheshes and Mebrashes, and then there is the Shabbos Kodesh. The Shabbos is called the Yom Hashvi, right? The Yom Hashvi, the seventh day out of the week. Now, I try to throw in a couple of different ideas over here. There's a very, very fascinating Gra, where the Gra points out as follows. By each of the days of creation, so we have that the end of that creation is a Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, Yom something, right? That's the pattern that's always there in the Sheshes and Mebrashes. And the day of Shabbos, right, we have Bechula Shemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzivam and all the Pesukim that we know. And that's it. And never mentions the idea of a Erev Hivoker, Yom Hashvi, Yom Hashabbos. That's not found at all in the Chumash. Hello, Dabrahu. That's something that's obviously significant. As the Rufunas Zatzal pointed out, that's why it's fascinating to see how every minute Yisrael is. It's always based on something very, very special. If it's a real, real minute. So that's the Rufunas pointed out. If you see a random person on a, let's pick a Wednesday, but it was Thursday. So if you see him in the morning, you'll say to a guy, good morning. I mean, if you're not from New York, you say to a guy, good morning. You'll say good afternoon. You say good evening, good night, and all those kinds of things. And any time you see somebody over the course of Shabbos, whether it's the night time, the morning, afternoon, in between, so it's always just a good Shabbos. There's no good night. There's no, whatever it is. And that's the meaning of it. It's always just a good Shabbos. No good mornings, no good nights, no good evenings. We're very careful in my house. When we put your kids to sleep, you know, you gotta give them a nighttime because there's no, you know, good night, whatever it is on Shabbos, Friday nights. There's always just a good Shabbos, and that's the way things are supposed to be. So Rufunas pointed out, again, we'll discuss a Gra in a second, but Rufunas noted, based on this idea that I'm going to speak about, that really bad sim is rooted in the very Pesukim themselves about Shabbos. There's no distinction made when it comes to Shabbos. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, Yom Hashvi. The Vayistos, the Torah doesn't, sounds like it means whatever, just whatever that's sound of Vayistos. The Torah doesn't recognize the difference between a nighttime and a daytime like that on Shabbos. Now, what does that really mean? So the Gra points out something very, very interesting. The Gra notes that if you look in the Parsha of Ayichuvah, the first Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, V'yichud Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivam. Okay, we're not going to translate. V'yichal Elokim b'yom hashvi'i malachto asher asa. V'yishbos b'yom hashvi'i mikom malachto asher asa. So in that pasuk we have two references to the idea of b'yom hashvi'i. V'yichal Elokim b'yom hashvi'i, right? V'yishbos b'yom hashvi'i. In the next pasuk we have v'yivarech Elokim es yom hashvi'i. V'yikadesh asa. The three times when Hashem makes the bria of Saturday, of Shabbos, the three times that we have the word Yom HaShvi included in those psukim that are there. So the Gron notes already that this inyan that we spoke out, the concept that every single Shabbos is comprised of, is built from the Shalom, the Gimel Shabbosos, the three level of Shabbosos that are there, is really merumas in that pasuk. There are three Yom HaShvi's that are discussed in the parasha of Vayichud. Other days of the week, I have an Erev, Vayivoker. Shabbos has a whole different system. There are three days that are built into Shabbos. And the Gro one unnoted, that's something that's very, very significant, though, in terms of understanding the Seder, the process of how the world is meant to work. Why? So we know, or if we don't know, we're going to talk very, very quickly right now, that there's a little aura that the Rishonim already make on one of the Pesukim of Chumash. It says, Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve-sa-oretz, uva-yom ha-shvi shavaz ve-yinafash. Right? A pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, Ki sheshes in the Parashas of Vashamru ben Esau Zashavaz, Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve-sa-oretz, uva-yom ha-shvi shavaz ve-yinafash. Now, the Rishonim already wrote, already note, there's a Rashb in the Chuvas Rashbis in the Tavkuf Gimel, excuse me, and there's a Ramban in the beginning of Bereishis. Ramban doesn't quite spell this out over here, but I'll tell you where it is in a second. If you look in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the Ramban already has a says something that's related to this, you know, to this kasha that's there. And there's an Or HaChaim, of course, there in Chumash that discusses this idea as well. And the main Ramban is found in a sefer called the Amun Ve'Avitachon of the Ramban, and they point out a very, very, very pashuk. When you hear the kash, it sounds like such an obvious thing. Really, the lashon pasuk should have been ki b'sheishes yomim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve'sa-oretz. In 6 days, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It were a creation of 6 days. Pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says ki sheishes yomim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve'sa-oretz. Hashem. Now it's hard to translate into English if you're translating it properly. Ki sheishes yomim asa Hashem. Because Hashem made 6 days, okay? Uveyom Hashvi Shavaz Vayinafesh. So the Rashba in this shul in Siman Tavkuf Gimel was asked, what's the pshat behind that seemingly mistaken little dukduk that's there? The Rashba points out, there's a lot of different things he has to say about this. A very interesting shul in the Rashba. The Rashba points out on a very, very simple level, there's a remez that's there in that choice of wording, that if you use the word ki bishesh as yamim, it sounds like what you're saying is Hashem took this thing called days, and it took me six days to make whatever it was. How long did it take you to write the report? 5 minutes. There are minutes, and it took me five of them to write the report, right? That idea. How long did you graduate school? 4 years. There are years, and I took four of them to finish school, says the Rashi, but that's not really true when it came to the Bria Salam, because the Kadosh Baruch was also involved in creating the days. It wasn't, there were days, and it took God 6 days to make the thing. It took me, hey, why can you write it? It was Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem. The days themselves were brios, were creations of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then Rashba goes on and speaks about some other things that we're going to touch upon as we go along. Now that wasn't by accident that the world has this creation of 6 days. Our Chaim HaKadosh points out one more step forward. We're going to take two more steps forward right before we're done. Our Chaim HaKadosh points out one step forward. He says the truth is that the pasuk actually also means what it says literally. If you look at that, Sheishes Yomim Asa Hashem Es Hashemayim Ve'Sa'aretz, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He will be by his home tomorrow night. The Mirat Remember from last. That's where we stopped, and we didn't get there on Friday night. So we're going to start from there, Mirat Hashem, this time, and do the second half of that walk. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out something very, very interesting. Says the Or HaChaim that the emes is, the truth is, that the world itself, it only has a 6 day longevity. The world was created as a 6 day unit, and after that it's meant to self-destruct. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a world of 6 days. The only thing is, though, the Kedusha of Shabbos has the koach, has the ability within it to give use the lashon, it's like the nefesh to the world. It gives the world a life. And there's another 6 days, another unit of world, another unit of creation that's able to go on. The number six, though, is a very, very important thing in the creation of the world. 6 days to create the world, and then Shabbos was the height, was the pinnacle of that day. Now, the Gra notes is something very, very important over here. Says the Gra, and this is really, again, the Ramban is Maramis to this, and this Ramban in the beginning of Bereishis. The Ramban notes that the phrase yom or yomim, right? The word of yom, vayikra lakim la yom, la or yom, says the Ramban that the word a yom, right, also has a connotation of a light. So again, I'm just going to say in very, very simple English right now. The Ramban notes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created not sheish as yomim, not 6 days, but sheish as yomim means six lights, six oros, what we call in contemporary terminology, six midos that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created when he made the world. And there's a six prong system with Shabbos, with the seventh midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being, we're going to call right now the highlight of the world, the pinnacle, the highest madriga that a person can get. And of course, everyone's familiar with the pasuk that the Ramban quotes over here, that that we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu having l'shem ha'gevurah, gedula, gevurah, tiferes, neder, all these little words that are found in the pasuk, by the different midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since everyone is a pap kabbalist today, so everyone knows all the different midos that we speak about of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, chesed and gevurah, tiferes. You heard all those things. Again, if you were in the Meir Sharm Shabbaton list, you heard like a 5 minute, you know, drugged out presentation of what all it means. The flow guys and what was that? Flow and structure guys, that whole thing. Flow mices and all that, okay? And yeah, just go watch out for the guys that make the money, right? And so the different midos, there are seven midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world. The height of creation was the last final midah that we have. A midah means a way that Hashem interacts, something that Hashem shows in this world over here. The last midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in the world was the midah of Malchus. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow night, also Leil Shabbos when we're in Yerushalayim. The midah of Malchus, and of course that's what we call Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Malchus, as the Gemara describes in Daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Bava Kama. Shabbos is the midah of Malchus, and the other 6 days, each one of them corresponds to a different midah, a different hanhaga, a different behavior pattern, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. Sunday being the day of Chesed, Monday being the day of Gevura, the two Gevura days, Gevura and Hod come about on Monday and Thursday. That's when we have the Kriyas HaTorah days on those, or the days that the Batei Din said. On those particular, each day has its own feel, each day has its own purpose and own whatever it is. But there are seven midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he runs the world. Okay, a seven-day week. 6 days of creation, the seventh day where there's the kiyum of the creation, the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is brought out the way it's supposed to be as a result of those other six midos that are there. But we also know, as the Gra points out here, coming back to this Gra that we mentioned before, that behind all of the behavior patterns, behind all of the ways that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to act and interact with the world that he created, there's also a plan, there's also a goal, right? There was a reason, a tachlis, a purpose, why the Ribbono Shel Olam had created the world. And we also know that along with every seven always has a corresponding three-pronged intellectual plan that went into whatever that was. So those are what we call the three terms that people use, that are also based on a pasuk, are the phrases, the chachma of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the bina, the das, that's there, Hashem b'chachma yaser aretz, etc. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, we're going to use our human terms right now, intellectually planned, what do I want to be able to have in that world? What do I want? Why am I creating the world over here? The end goal, the end result, the purpose of it all, right? What is, of course, the expression of the Malchus Shemaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring out. Take a look in the tefillos we're all going to be saying in Rosh Hashanah time, right, when we speak about mapping out the plan and the purpose and the goal of the world. And therefore the Gra says as follows, the complete number that's used when we describe the perfect system of Kedusha always has the number 10 in it. There are 10 people that need to come together to be able to have Devarim Shepi Kedusha to them. When there's 10 people, the Shechina is going to be Shoreh. The 10 people are called an Eidah. That's the Lashon that the Gemara is. The congregation, a group are there in numbers of 10. The Maharal points out that the very word, very interesting thing, the word Melech, right? The king, Malchus, the king. The word Melech is a very interesting phrase. There are three letters that are there in Melech. Yeah? Okay. And says the Maral the following, the following little note. Again, I'm just going to play with the, play with the words, with this simple, simplify, the vort a little bit. The Maral uses an expression, the Melech is Pone El Ha'am. Now, what that means is, when you have up to number 10, and then after 10 you get, after the Yud you get, in the Hebrew alphabet you get a... You had a cuff, that's where they get to the number 20 that's there. And the growth uses, the Maral rather uses an expression that says as follows. When you have a, again, I'm going to leave out the letter games that he plays. We're running very, very late right now. But the Maral notes that after you have a group of 10, the Melech is able to, so to speak, look back at the people, look back at the group and govern and rule and run who's there. 10 is always the number of Kedusha, is always the number of what we're going to call completeness or fulfillment that we use here in the world. Says the Gra, in order to make the world a complete, perfect Bria, the way the Rabbanu Shalom wanted, so Kadosh Baruch Hu had to create a world with all 10 of these what we're going to call of these Oros, is the Lashon that the Ramban uses here in Brachos, all 10 of these things that all 10, I don't use the word Midos, but all 10 of these Hanhagos have to be put into place. So says the Gra, that's exactly now what takes place through the course of a week. You have 7 days, right? You have the 6 days which represent the 6 basic Midos. You have the 7th day which is now the end result, that was end goal, that was the plan that was there, the time of the Malchus Shemaim coming out in its most full sense. But Shabbos itself is comprised of 3 days or 3 Yom HaShviz that are there that the Pesukim spoke about over here. So if you do your math, 7 plus 3 equals 10. I practice that way. I can say that 7 plus 3 equals 10. So built in within every single week, we have this number of all of the Ribbono Shalom's, again, desires and interest in the world being brought out. Of course, as we mentioned tomorrow night during the Chadodi, where every word is a very, very, has a lot of deep meaning to it. But we always make a point by Leo Shabbos mentioning the idea of Sof Maisa Machshava Techila. Did we say that? There's no Chadodi, something like that. Sof Maisa Machshava Techila. Because the truth is, even though the plan, right, is always there before the plan is going to be implemented, but you don't ever really see the plan until the implementation, right? So obviously when you see a building, so you know someone has to figure this out, but when you look around, you see the thing, you don't see the planning stage, you just see the way it came into fruition. Shabbos itself is where we have the expression of the three planning stages, the Chachma, the Bina, the Das, that went into the Ribbono Shel Olam's Bria, because that's the Sof Maisa that were really the Machshava Tchila that preceded the Bria of the world. So the system that we described last time of the three Shabbosos, right, each time during Shabbos, now bringing out a different thought and a different idea and a different chizik and emuna, I'm just now pointing out today is rooted over here in the Pesukim about the Maisa Bereishis and very much connected to the, like we said, the very basics of how the Bria was meant to, what it was meant to, was and is meant to, you know, to function. If we had time, I think we're just going to skip this next week, but if anyone has a chance to look, we discussed the Ramak, Ramoshe Kozavero, a couple of times. And the Sefer, the Reishis Chachma, in the Shara Kedusha Perek Beis, there's a very interesting discussion about how the 6 day has a very pretty interesting picture of the flit. This is the Yesod of the Bria over here, this little flower. There's a Shalach Kadosh, which is Marich, a little bit more about how the picture works. But each one of the 6 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the 6 Chalalim has a Ben Zug in the rest of the week, but all of them are connected to the middle point that's there, that way each day of the week is able to get its Kiyum from the Kedusha that the Shabbos brings to it, like we described before from the Or HaChaim. The week itself, Be'etzim, is only, the world itself is Be'etzim, a 6 day affair, but a proper Chibur to Shabbos, a proper Chibur to that world of Kedusha, to the Tachlis and the purpose, gives it an ability to move on one more stage, one more unit of 6 days. Just like, and again, in a little bit more of a broader level, when a person sits down and properly does a Rosh Hashanah time and properly plans out what's the world about and why we're here, what are we doing, so that gives us an ability to have another year the Rabbeinu Shlomo is going to grant us. So week by week we have a very, very similar concept that all the days have to have their root and their connection to Shabbos, and then we have the chance to be able to go through one more time, just like the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time creates a sense of a mechila, kapara, and tshuva for all of us. So when a Shabbos is done right, and when a Shabbos is practiced in the right way, so we say something very, very interesting, and then we're actually done. Well, we say something very, very interesting during a davening, which sounds like a wacky kind of a thing. We're going to come back to this later on also. But in the Havdalah that we make after Shabbos, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaLeinu Yom HaBoim, the Kraseinu L'Shalom, you should give us the upcoming days in peace, which is, you know, great, that'll be amazing. Chasuchim Mikol Chet, Menuchim Mikol Avon. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the next 6 days should be free from all chet and clean from all avon. Now that sounds like a wacky thing to say. Like we make mistakes with this. To be free from everything. The Gamri, a big tzaddik, is a tall order. But what we're really mentioning over here is that once a person goes through Shabbos properly, a chizik and all the three ikari ha'amuna that we described before, a person gains his focus, he gains his purpose, he gains his direction over the course of Shabbos. The truth is, the person now really has it inside of himself, mikovach that kedusha, mikovach that the shleimus that he's gained, he actually has the ability to walk into a week, in fact, free from any chataim and totally on a different plane than he had before. You can't get that before you went through the whole process, before the Gimel Shabbos system, before the whole system that a person has to think through. But once you did that, the MS is, we walk away out of every week, just like after Ne'ili, you walk away with a fresh start, and hopefully it's gavaldik until you sleep late tomorrow morning. But the person has the same opportunity at a smaller level every one of the cycles of the 7 days that are there. So that's our last discussion now of the, I mean, not really, but that's our last one for now of the Gimel Shabbosos, and Amir Tashem, next time we'll do something else. Okay, now. Yeah. Erase that. Let's talk a little bit about